controversial and many say far from accurate. We're talking about prostate cancer screenings. Not only are there an extremely high number of negative biopsies, but often when cancer is found, men undergo difficult treatments for tumors that aren't really that aggressive.
However, there's a new study out that shows there may be a more accurate way to target and discover dangerous tumors. And joining us to talk more about it, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Good to have you back, Barry.
Good to be here, Sean. Good afternoon.
Give us more about this study. What did it find?
Basically, what UCLA researchers, in concert with the National Cancer Institute, were testing was a new approach to biopsy prostate cancers. Now, the problem in the past has been that when ultrasound was used, it actually just sampled the prostate area. So doctors were going in, if not blind, visually impaired, if you will. Now, under this technique, UCLA researchers used MRI to take an initial reading of the prostate area. They looked at places that looked like good targets for possible tumors. And then in an operating room or even in a doctor's office, they overlaid the MRI results onto an ultrasound. And so it produced a 3D sort of image that the surgeon could use in real time to accurately target the tumors that were suspected to be in the prostate. And in this case, this approach was three times more likely to detect actual cancers in the prostate. And not only that, but it was much better at detecting those cancers that were aggressive and probably would need serious treatment.
What does this mean for prostate screenings going forward? Surely there are people listening right now that are about to embark on this procedure.
Well, it's going to be a while, Hillary, before we actually see this being used in doctor's offices across the country. There are still some problems to work out, one of them being men still require anesthesia to undergo the biopsies, even with this procedure. So you really can't put it into doctor's offices without careful safeguards on the use of anesthesia. But this is a major advance, the researchers say, especially given the fact that the doctors have been basically using the same biopsy method for a quarter century. And with all this controversy that you were talking about leading into this, the fact that a lot of times that the screening and biopsies not only don't detect the cancers that they should, but they over-detect problems that really shouldn't be treated. And so men are left confused. And what these researchers and the National Cancer Institute are trying to do is move the process forward so there's a more accurate way to detect the dangerous cancers to get men the treatment that they need.
All right, Barry, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, Sean. Thank you.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
To the Washington Business Journal, hello, Jeff Claybaugh.
Hello, Hillary. We're winding down the first day back with the Dow up 25 points. 13,180 is the level. The S&P 500 index is up a point. The NASDAQ is up 7 points. Exports account for a quarter of China's economy. But world demand for Chinese exports slowed last month. Exports were still up 3% from a year ago, but that was far shy of the 9% gain that had been expected.